And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. On this program, we explore words and expressions in the English language. We give examples, notes on usage, and sometimes use them in short conversations. Today, we talk about an expression that sounds very serious and dangerous. A dead giveaway. A giveaway is just as it sounds. You give something to someone else. But a dead giveaway has nothing to do with tragedy or death. In this expression, the word dead has another meaning you might not have known about. In some common usages, the adjective dead can mean exact, correct, or complete. For example, if someone is dead right, they are completely correct, and there is no doubt about it. And if someone is dead wrong, they are totally wrong. In some trades, the word dead is a really good thing. For example, when something is dead center, it is exactly at the center. In building, dead level means perfectly horizontal, just what you want. However, you never say dead plumb. Plumb already means perfectly vertical. So, a dead giveaway is a detail or action that gives away the truth completely and totally. It is like a clue that answers a question. A dead giveaway shows a truth, fact, or intention in an obvious way. In other words, a dead giveaway leaves little room for misunderstanding. Now let's hear the expression in some examples.
A completely dark house and a huge pile of mail outside the door were two dead giveaways that no one had been home in quite some time. She said that she was staying home for the night, but with all the makeup on her face, her hair styled, and her party clothes on, her appearance was a dead giveaway. She was clearly going out. The expression on his face was a dead giveaway that he was guilty. He couldn't even look me in the eyes.
English has another expression that is similar. A telltale sign is an important detail or fact that clarifies the truth. It gives more supporting evidence. We often pair telltale with the words sign or symptom. Let's hear some examples.
Well, my friend has missed work all week and hasn't responded to my calls. Those may be telltale symptoms of a bigger problem. When the parents returned from their trip, they saw telltale signs everywhere in the house that the children had thrown a party.
And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.